From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The next phase of a legal battle is underway to clear journalist Jason Rezaian, who's been in an Iranian prison for more than a year. NPR's Leila Fadel says the Washington Post reporter is said to have been convicted of espionage and other charges.
The Post is trying to appeal immediately. They're working with Rezaian's family and the lawyer. They've also said the guilty verdict represents an outrageous injustice.
NPR's Leila Fadel, Rezaian faces up to 20 years in prison. According to the Associated Press, the State Department says it is closely monitoring reports that Rezaian had been convicted. A spokesman says officials have not seen any official confirmation of a verdict. A Chinese government crackdown on dissent has resulted in the detention or interrogation of roughly 280 human rights lawyers in Beijing. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports the lawyers are also worried their families are being harassed by Chinese authorities.
Prominent Beijing-based rights lawyer Wang Yu was among the first to be detained in July. Also that month, her 16-year-old son, Bao Zhuoxuan, was detained after he tried to travel to Australia to study. Police revoked his passport and sent him to live with his grandparents under police surveillance. Earlier this month, Bao and two friends reportedly tried to flee the country, but were detained in neighboring Myanmar and sent back to China. Authorities have not accused Bao of breaking any law. More than 80 rights lawyers have signed a petition calling for attention to Bao's case and an end to the crackdown. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
More funerals are being held for victims of Saturday's suicide bombings in Ankara. The double blast killed at least 97 people and injured scores more during a peace rally in Turkey. The prime minister says it's unclear who carried out the attack, but suspects militants with the self-proclaimed Islamic State. The BBC's Salim Garrett reports from a hospital in Ankara where some of the injured were taken.
It is very grim here at the hospital, at one of the hospitals where the wounded are treated. I spoke to a relative of a 25-year-old woman who was injured in the attack. She went through two operations and she's still in intensive care. Her mother was saying things like, "My heart is bleeding. Please, God, help her."
The BBC's Salim Garrett reporting. The governor of South Carolina says the state is moving into recovery from the worst floods the state's ever experienced. Nikki Haley says teams are now fanned out across South Carolina assessing damage from the floods. A boil advisory for water use remains in effect in parts of Columbia, which was devastated by the heavy rainfall and floods. Before the close, Dow is up 48 points at 17,132, NASDAQ up 9 at 4839, S&P 500 up 2. This is NPR News. This year's Nobel Prize in Economics goes to Scottish-born Princeton University professor Angus Deaton, whose work touches on issues such as poverty, income inequality, and gender discrimination. NPR's Jim Zaroli says Deaton helped pave the way for understanding how individual behavior affects broader economic trends.
Economic policy tends to depend on aggregate statistics, you know, how very large populations of people behave. But looking at how individuals will behave can be a very different thing. This is something that is actually called the Deaton paradox, and he developed a way to measure this, which has had a real significant impact on modern macroeconomics.
NPR's Jim Zaroli. Zimbabwe will not charge an American dentist for killing its prize lion, Cecil. NPR's Gregory Warner reports that two Zimbabweans still face charges for Cecil's killing.
A cabinet minister said that dentist Walter Palmer's hunting papers were in order, and thus he will not be charged for the killing of Cecil the lion. But Palmer's hunting guide, Theo Bronkhorst, will be arraigned on Thursday for allegedly luring the protected lion out of his habitat in Hwange National Park so that Palmer could kill him. A game park owner is also charged. Palmer has stated before that no one in his hunting party realized that the lion with the distinctive black mane that they shot was Cecil. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Nairobi.
Before the close, Dow is up 48 at 17,132, NASDAQ up 9, and the S&P 500 up 2 points at 2017. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.